Please keep all hands, feet, and genitals inside the podcast at all times. Welcome to Attention Deficit and Hyperactive Dragons, ADHD. My name's Sebastian, and I play Xylas Ramsbottom, a level 7 high elf druid. Fun fact for Xylas this week. We're going to go a little bit into his more musical side. So he has a band. Haven't come up with a band name yet. It consists of Xylas, two squirrels, and what would be another animal that's good at instruments?
A possum.
Beavers.
I like the possum.
What evidence do you have that squirrels are good at instruments?
I just wanted squirrels.
Squirrels are kind of just Xylas's thing. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll go a possum. Yeah. They're all banging on coconuts that are split in half. It's a percussion. It's a percussion band. And then Xylas does like throat singing.
Can I pitch you a band name?
Yeah.
Woodland Creatures?
Sure.
Monty Python ripoff?
We are the Woodland Creatures!
Is that a Monty Python ripoff?
Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
The coconuts?
Yeah.
I mean, that's where it's inspired from, yeah.
I wouldn't say it's a ripoff. I mean, that's not the first people to do a coconut joke.
That's what I saw it in. I saw it in Monty Python.
No, it's good.
This is beautiful.
It is beautiful. I'm Caleb, and I play Dr. Rosalind Rose Thompson? Thompson. Level 6? Crap, I don't
Seven.
Remember.
Seven.
Holy shit. What did I miss? Wood Elf Rogue. Her fun fact of the day is she's an amateur astronomist. Wow, can't even fucking say anything.
Amateur astronomer.
Yeah, thanks. And she had a pretty famous discovery of a seventh planet. No, I'm just fucking with Daniel. She actually hasn't really discovered much besides a comet that maybe may not come around every 50 years.
You just discovered Halley's Comet?
No, I'm just fucking with Daniel. I'm doing the whole week of let's see how many things I can discover with my character and mess with Daniel, and he's giving me a look currently, so I'm just gonna not do that. But she does have a theory based off the aliens. Rose believes there's aliens in other lives. She just doesn't know if they exactly have reached our planet or their planet. I can't remember the name of the planet we came. I named it.
Recent events maybe change your mind?
Yeah, maybe. But she's still skeptical to prove otherwise. It also the fun fact of, like, not the fun fact, but proof that we have a flying train. So it's not really surprising if someone else has a flying unidentified object.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's very objective.
My name is Audrey, and I play Velvet, Heron Gone Ranger, and her fun fact this week is that she has another sinus infection, and it hurts to think.
Oh, no.
Yay.
Hurts to think. God damn. So sorry.
Yeah, this one's a lot worse than the last one.
Hey, who are you?
Hi, I'm Daniel. I'm the Dungeon Master.
Hi, Daniel.
Hi, Sebastian.
Nice to meet you, buddy. Glad it's the first time on the show.
Yeah, no, I'm new.
Yeah, welcome to our podcast.
Yeah, thank you. I'm really glad to be here. I've been an avid listener for, since the beginning.
Yeah, how about you just, like, tell us a little bit about your work in the past?
Oh, my work
just
in the
past? So people know where they could find you.
My previous podcast work, mm-hmm. I'm pretty new to this. Just started maybe in somewhat November, did a lot of DMing for a podcast before this. My general online presence has been, not a lot of nothing.
Oh, yeah, I see.
Watched a lot of AVE. You count that as online presence.
AVE?
Arduino versus Evil.
No idea.
It's the most beautiful YouTube channel ever.
Huh.
An angry Canadian man takes apart tools.
Keep your dick in advice.
No.
Well, you seem just about qualified. Hopefully this works out, you know?
Yeah, I hope so, too. I hope so it works out better than my first job, yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad we're going to have you on here for a couple of episodes, mm-hmm. guest episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah, then we're going to turn to our regularly scheduled programming.
Yeah.
Whatever that is, we don't know, but, you know.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
I don't have a fun fact. I'm so sorry.
I think we did a bit. I think that's fine. Yeah.
Okay, cool. I don't remember really what I vaguely remember what happened last week.
I got my grabbies.
I scarred Audrey again.
Did I buy?
Oh, right.
Which is nothing new.
Did I buy brass knuckles last episode?
You bought brass knuckles for your girlfriend?
Ooh.
Was this? Okay, there's something in a club. Did that happen?
Oh, we didn't get there yet, I don't think.
You guys are supposed to go to the Pleasure Palace. So, the Pleasure Palace 2.0 between the hump and dump and Studio 69.
Yeah, we went there.
No, you haven't gone there yet.
Oh, we went to a different club.
You're currently camped
out. No, we made a treehouse.
Yeah, you're currently camped out in a tree outside of Cass's Emporium of Curiosities.
I'm waiting for...
Like stalkers.
For Le Bonk.
The horny stick?
Yeah.
Wasn't, like, all of last episode... a club fight?
Two episodes.
Episode before that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nobody was acknowledging it, and I was like, what?
No, I had to bring it back to try to align the timelines myself. That was two episodes
ago. No, last episode, you guys tortured a man. He got real, real political, too.
Who?
The Grung man.
Yeah.
You cut off his fingers. Someone ate a finger.
Oh, yeah.
Not willingly.
We're supposed to deliver him to someone, right?
We did.
You did.
Oh.
That's when you learned about this other guy.
Right. Then we also... Somebody, a Ramsbottom, was following us.
You beat up one of your cousins.
Who are you looking for now? What's the dude's name? Is it Robert?
Where are we currently?
You're in Atla.
We're...
Robert McMarson.
We're in a treehouse next to Cass's shop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
You were camped out in a tree like a bunch of stalkers outside of Cass's emporium.
Cool.
Wow, last episode, I don't know if I remember it.
I don't remember it at all.
Holy shit.
I think, good for recap?
You cut off a frog's fingers. There you go. Yeah, I think that's good for recap. So you guys just going to hang out in this tree for the entire night?
I thought it was we were sleeping in there.
Okay.
Caleb, I feel like you could have a future as somebody who's hired to go to comedy shows and just laugh at all the jokes.
No, because if it was bad jokes, I'm probably going to be the person heckling. No, I would never heckle anybody. I just wouldn't laugh.
Yeah.
But if someone wants to pay me to go to comedy shows, fucking I'll do it.
I would too, yeah.
Honestly,
if I could just go for free.
Yeah.
Why are you rolling, Daniel?
So as you guys are sitting in your tree, talking, shooting the shit and all that, you hear... actually, everyone roll perception.
Bonk.
Why did I do that?
I got a 16.
I got a 16.
I got a 21.
So all of you, as you're sitting here in the tree, probably only an hour or so later after you've climbed into the tree, you hear... you hear the front door to Cass's shop open, and you hear someone sitting there gonna go party. Let's do this. Gonna get what the fuck?
Why are you bigger?
What the? Hold on. Door. You hear a door lock, and you hear the clump 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 of shoes on stone. You hear, pretty sure it's Cass, go, you weren't this big this morning. Is there a bunch of horny teenagers up there making out? And all of a sudden you hear dunk dunk, and someone begins climbing the trunk of the tree, and you hear Cass I swear to God, if you bunch of fucking horny weirdos are up there getting her head pops through the foliage. He goes,
just us, Cass.
What the fuck are you doing?
I'm waiting for Le Bonk.
Why are you camped out in a tree outside my shop?
I didn't know where to go. I don't know.
Because the DM said that we wouldn't be allowed in your shop.
Yeah, because I'm going to go get fucked up and party.
Yeah, and we're going to sleep in a tree.
This is a little weird, guys.
Yeah, I'm just kind of here because that's what they wanted to do, and I didn't want to go by myself and split the party.
Okay.
I agree with how weird this situation is. I apologize.
The tree was okay with it.
Is the tree okay with it?
Yeah, ask.
Whatever. Okay. Right. You guys want to go to a party then?
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're here for Le Bonk.
I'm waiting for Le Bonk, but listen, at the same time, if I can go to a party and wait for Le Bonk, I'm down for that.
I'm just saying, I'm going to a party now. Le Bonk's not going to be ready till tomorrow.
Okay.
Yes.
That's why it's not going to be ready till tomorrow. I got a party planned. I got shit to do tonight.
I'm always down to
party. I figured you guys would understand.
Oh, I want to go to a party. I'm down to go to a party. I feel like it'd be fun.
I really just enjoy the occasional Vel Jerseyness of the accent that comes. I want to go to a fucking party. You want to go to a fucking party? Let's go to a fucking party.
Xylus, you look like you're having some.
I'm trying to come up with a joke, but it's not really a joke yet.
What joke?
People keep sounding like they want to go to the potty.
The potty.
Potty.
I need to go take a tinkle. Can you take me to the potty?
I'll go drop there a fucking go. Deuce.
Teacher Hardway.
Too real.
I need help.
I pooped. Okay. I pooped. What do you need? I can't wipe. No!
I was hanging out with my friend one day, and him and I are sitting in his kitchen around his dining room table painting tiny cars so we can play Gaslands. And then from across the house, I hear, Dad! He goes, yes, honey. She's like, I love you. And he goes, I'll be right back, Daniel. And he gets up and he walks off. He comes back about 5 minutes later. I'm like, what was that? He's like, oh, yeah, my daughter says I love you every time she needs me to come wipe her butt.
Oh,
she's already getting the game of how to sweeten people up. That's beautiful. It's a great moment.
So you guys are you going to follow Cass to her party?
Yeah.
You're going to hang out in the tree like a bunch of stalkers?
Cass, would you like the tree to be a treehouse or not a treehouse?
This might be not a treehouse because teenagers will probably climb in there and do stuff.
Excuse me, Mr. Tree. Would you mind de-treehousing?
You did this to me.
I requested it of you.
You did? I thought you cast plant growth on the tree.
Maybe. That'd be helpful.
I think you did.
Okay.
You're going to have to prune me.
How about you just grow taller and grow in the insides of the treehouse?
How about you just grow taller and grow to the inside of yourself? How does that work for you? How about I just tell you to grow taller? How does that work, Can you just grow taller on demand?
Probably.
Can you just grow taller on demand? Do you hear the idiocy behind the comment you made?
Hold on. Let me think.
Caleb's like turning red at how much she's laughing right now.
I could.
Then do it right now.
Hold on. What would be
suddenly Xylus looks like he needs to poop.
No spells allowed. Just do it. Just
no make spell. It, just it's make a it tree. The tree doesn't know.
Well, yeah, no, but no spells allowed. You just do it, okay? Come on. Come on, little man.
I turned into an elephant.
Did you use spells? Did you use magic?
Yes.
That doesn't count then.
That's how I was going to help you grow taller.
Well,
that's the whole thing. Well, your argument is invalid.
Well, I'm just saying, you just told me to grow taller, but here you go, not casting a spell on me yet.
I can. Jesus.
Well, you should have said something.
I did.
Fine.
I fucking did.
Do it.
That was the first, not the first. The way I described growing taller was I'll cast plant growth.
I'm just saying, you come up in here and tell me to get bigger.
Bro, you were so chill yesterday. I don't know what's up, what we did here.
Rose thinks in her head, can not everyone just grow taller? Is that not a thing normal people do?
You know what, tree?
Yeah?
Fuck you, you're a treehouse.
Fine, whatever.
And then I look at Cass and I go, this tree turned into a dick. Never mind.
A branch just falls down with a whap Silas in the head. Whoops. Sorry about that.
Sorry about that, bud. You guys, I'll prune him tomorrow.
Sounds good.
That's all I have.
That's such a dumb conversation.
It's so stupid. I don't love it.
Party?
Party.
Okay.
Party.
Where is the party?
She pulls
down the hall in the leftmost door.
What?
Potty. Making a potty joke.
What's her name again? Cass. Cass pulls out a small... Cass pulls out a leaf, and like you see there's like magical writing on it. She's like, I found this on my door this morning. Invitation. I'm going there.
What's it say?
Where is it?
It's just an address. I'm just following it to the address.
Can I do a history check?
Yeah, go ahead.
That's a solid 13. 12 plus 1, because I'm dumb.
You have heard about random party invitations showing up at people's houses.
It was mainly for, like, if I find the address, but...
She knows where she's going.
No, like, where the address, like, located to.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if it was, like, a business. Or something. Sure. Yeah, because I rolled shit.
Can I roll?
Yeah, anyone can roll.
Am I rolling history? If I know where it is.
Yeah, roll history.
Okay. That's not great.
Ah, it's a 7.
It's actually, Daniel, that's an 8.
I love how collectively I think we have a +3 intelligence modifier.
You want to try Xylus?
Sure.
Want to give that a try?
I don't think Xylus would care a whole lot, but I don't know. We're on the boat, so 15.
15, wow. Somehow Xylus has the best history. It's somewhere in Middle Atla, you're not positive.
I think
at
my
least
point...
it's not Upper Atla, that's all I cared about.
I was hoping it wasn't going to go to, like, the Pleasure Palace. Like, they invited people to go to a party there, and then we suddenly are there. Like,
No.
As far as it's not that, then I'm good.
So, Cass begins to walk off. Are you guys going to follow her?
Yep.
You guys begin a nice, wandering, winding walk through the streets of Atla until you find yourself in a particularly sketchy / like abandoned part of Atla. Looks like a old abandoned industrial district of Atla. A lot of big empty warehouses and falling down ramshackle houses. And you get to the entrance to a subway. It's all boarded up and rubbled over. And Cass is like, yep, no, this is it. I think we just, like, walk in. I don't know.
Sounds good.
You lead the way.
Do you do this often, Cass?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. How often is it just, like, a random abandoned warehouse?
First time. Okay. You know, most of the time I know people.
Great.
Yep.
Cool.
Are you worried?
No, I was just curious if this is like your usual, because like that's cool either way. I was just curious.
If I die, I die. It's happened before. I've been killed.
Yeah, that's
before.
Fair. Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah. Shall we go? Yeah.
Should we shall?
you guys, you watch as Cass just kind of starts walking down the subway, the set of stairs that go down to the subway, and she just kind of passes through the big pile of rubble and the stairs like it's not there.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
I definitely follow her.
Can we try that?
Yeah, you can try.
Can we?
Yeah, go ahead. Try smash.
I'm going to try.
You pass through it like it's not there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I knew that was you fucking with Seth Sebastian because I saw your look of like,
do it. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So you guys all pass through this in this portal, and you're in an abandoned ass subway tunnel. Like, you're like on the platform of this abandoned ass subway tunnel.
I once read a book where in Fallout 3 there was an abandoned subway tunnel.
Oh my god.
It led to a city and it was full of rats.
Oh god damn it.
What are the enemies? The dog and little running things.
Mole rats.
Mole rat.
Were they people mole rats?
No.
No, you had to kill them all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's also wild dogs in Fallout 3.
Yeah.
Mongrels.
Yeah. That.
I've never played Fallout 3.
That's a good game.
You should.
I tried to play it and I got really bored really fast.
Did you get past the vault?
Yeah, I got to the town of Megaton.
Oh.
I'm like, this is really boring.
It gets exciting after that. It's a long intro, I'll admit.
Okay. Yeah. At some point, you get dog meat, and then everything is worth it.
It needs a remaster for sure.
It does, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you guys are standing here on this abandoned-ass subway platform.
What, is Cass just standing there, too?
No, she's just walking down the subway tunnel.
I'm going to follow Cass.
Yeah. On the tracks?
Yeah. I'm going to make this very clear. I am not losing sight of Cass.
Okay.
I'm going to go wherever Cass goes.
Yeah, I think we just want to follow Cass.
No, you guys walk for a solid 30 minutes down the subway tunnel. No trains hit you, so that's good. But she's just kind of like taking turns and going down small other tunnels, just kind of at willy-nilly random, it seems, until you get to another subway platform that has a subway, like it's a subway platform, but there's a subway train on the tracks.
Is it 9 3/4?
It's time to go fuck
yourself. Barry Botter.
And like you see a subway train like at the platform sitting on the tracks. And standing out, like, you know, outside the subway train at one of the doors is a large Minotaur man wearing nothing but pasties and booty shorts with a wizard hat on. Just kind of, like, vibing to something.
Wow.
Yeah. He's just sitting there bobbing his head.
Hello, sir.
What's up? How's it going?
You look like you're having fun.
Oh, I'm always having fun. It's the drugs.
Oh.
You coming for the party?
I just look at Cass.
She's like, yeah. Oh yeah, here at the party. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, cool. You guys bought party clothes, right?
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, if you didn't, that's fine. It's just...
I mean, Silas is always kind of looking fancy these days, so yeah.
Not particularly.
Okay, well, yeah, good luck. And she shows the Minotaur the leaf. He looks at the leaf and goes, all right, cool. Are these jabronis with you? She's like, yeah, they're with me. He goes, cool. And he opens up the car to the subway. And like, as the door opens, like loud techno music comes out and a lot of like flashing lights and colors. And you see people on the inside like vibing. She's like, go on in. The party never stops.
We all can go in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We go in.
You go in.
Yeah.
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 You walk into the subway car and it's a club that has been set up and a subway train. It's really sick. Cramped.
Yeah.
Kind of gross too, but it's a party.
It's a living.
All around you, people are vibing and dancing and getting all down dirty and nasty. There are drinks being passed around. You imagine a lot of people are here on some pretty heavy drugs, but it seems like people are having fun.
Cool.
Yeah. As you guys get in, the Minotaur comes in behind you, closes the door, and you like see him like reach up, go bing bing, pull a string, and then very quickly the subway train like phoom, takes off and starts moving.
Oh shit.
Oh yeah. The whole time, like, that doesn't phase anyone. The party just continues.
Wow.
Yeah.
This feels like some Wonderland shit of, oh, you're trapped here forever. The party never stops.
The party never stops. So you can start, guys, just kind of create new characters now because you've been pulled into a trap.
Oh.
Okay.
That's sweet.
Caleb got it right. Party never stops. You will die here dancing.
Huh.
No. Are you guys... Yeah. Yeah. No, it's... You now belong to the party god. He's going to use your souls and the your party energy to fuel his life.
Snowpiercer, but party.
It's like an Adventure Time. There's a party god. It's a giant, like, wolf head wearing, like a hat and gold chains. And he floats. And he lives in the clouds.
I should really watch Adventure Time, apparently.
Yeah, we need to watch Adventure... We need to finish Adventure Time. Gosh, and I need to finish.
So you guys gonna party?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, are you gonna party? Or are you just gonna like, we're all just gonna sit here awkwardly and stare at each other?
Does anybody have any swamp gas?
Oh, yeah, there's swamp gas. There is 100% swamp gas. Are you guys walking around the train?
Yeah, probably.
At the very end of the subway train, there is an entire car where people are just sitting around doing swamp gas. Like, swamp gas is a popular drug around here.
Damn.
It doesn't sound pleasant. It sounds awful. Every time you say swamp gas, it sounds grody.
It's probably not great.
Silas just eyes the swamp gas.
I'm going to sober party, but I'm definitely dancing.
Okay. No one's going to drink anything?
Definitely vibing.
No one's going to get flat. All right, good. As you guys are partying, the train's cooking it along, making a couple more stops at stations, more people get on. All of you need to roll perception check.
Whew. God damn.
That's
it.
A nat one.
An 11.
I got a 19.
Fuck, good. God. Good. I'm glad someone got a 19. As you guys are, it's pretty late into the night. You guys are partying, having a good time. Drinks are getting passed around. If you're drinking, all in all, it's not a bad vibe, you know? You make a couple stops, people get on and off. You're definitely not trapped here. At some point in time, you guys, like, you know, go from underground to above ground, and you're zipping your way through the streets of Atla and like monorail style, where, like, you're above everything. Caleb!
Yes.
As you're sitting there, you and Marie probably dancing. Are you drinking?
Probably a little bit, yeah.
Okay. You watch as the subway doors open and a group of people get on the car. And one of the people in particular kind of stands out. Mostly particularly because they're kind of huge. Kind of a towering monolith of a human being. They look kind of familiar, but it's hard to tell because they quickly, like, somehow just blend into the crowd.
Hmm. Familiar how?
You've probably seen a tapestry of them hanging somewhere. You've seen them in history books.
Daniel.
Son of a bitch.
Daniel.
The goddamn Dan.
Is Cass still with us?
It's a female. Sorry, all I says is the person I saw a female.
Yeah, it's a female. Thick, heavy duty, black raven hair. All tied
I didn't notice this.
In a tight bun. Oh, no, you don't notice this.
Okay.
You're doing.
Because I probably would recognize
something.
Her as well, right?
Don't slurp into the mic, Caleb. That was so gross. Don't slurp into the mic.
It was a total accident, and I did like a mini slurp, and I stopped like, fuck, that was bad. Yeah.
No, you don't notice this at all. You're doing something. I don't know.
Is Cass still with us?
You see Cass on occasion.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Rose immediately sobers up.
I didn't really want to.
It's not how sobering up works.
I mean, do you just want to stick by Cass's side?
Yeah, Sebastian,
that was
but
my
there's
plan.
A phrase saying that you would do
okay.
that.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, you and Cass are vibing somewhere. I don't know.
Okay, cool.
Cass is getting into the party. She is, at this point, hammered.
That checks out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to try to find my compatriots to tell them this information.
Okay.
Including Cass.
I'd like to point out we don't actually know her, and she doesn't know us as far as we know.
This is true, but I know of her.
You definitely
and
know
and she's
of
supposed
her.
To be dead. So yeah. An evil god that's supposed to be dead is back alive on this party is a...
Yeah, it's a thing.
A very minimal, something that should be passed along to people in the party.
All right, roll investigation to find your friends.
Oh, this is going to go poorly.
Silas, how drunk are you? Unless you're not drinking at all. You can also just say you're not drinking.
I kind of was going to say not drinking. All right. I don't know.
Yeah.
He's just standing near the swamp gas.
Are you just...
I feel like...
Like, in his brain, like, I shouldn't do swamp gas, but I want swamp gas, but I shouldn't do swamp gas.
I feel like this seems like the type of thing where it's potent enough that there could be some sort of secondhand.
Like a contact eye?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
If I'm outside the swamp gas car?
I mean, maybe.
Shall we do a con, maybe?
I think we should do a constitution save to see if you get a little bit of that.
Ooh. Seven.
Even though you're, like, outside the swamp gas car. I'm guessing you're outside the swamp gas car?
Yeah.
Even though you're outside, people go in and out. So, like, you know, people will drag small little wisps of swamp gas with them.
Yep.
And it's frequent enough that, like, you get a little bit. You get that wave of, like, ooh. That nice... cool rush of relaxation.
Xylus just like smiles to himself and then like stops smiling. It's like, what the fuck? What's happening? And then smiles to himself.
And like, you know, maybe a little bit afterwards, some minor visual hallucinations.
Okay.
Yeah. Like lights and stuff begin warping around you and like people's faces kind of change around. But
Xylus walks away from the swamp gas car.
Oh, darn. What'd you get for that investigation?
A solid 10.
Wow. Okay. You find Xylus, no problem. Oh, hey, Audrey. Mm-hmm. What's the deal with weapon? Are you letting weapon free range here?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Yeah?
I'm teaching him the ways, I think.
The ways of what?
Of existing in this atmosphere.
The party environment?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not going to let him drink, though, either. Oh, we don't know these people.
Darn.
We don't know their deal.
Okay. Caleb, you find... Rose, you find Xylus pretty quick. His eyes are... stall pupil right now.
Silas, you with me there, buddy?
Yes!
Do you know where everyone else is?
No.
We should find them.
Who?
Cass, Velvet, Weapon.
Oh, I love those people.
Yeah, yeah?
Yeah.
Can you find them?
Sure. I'd look around.
Roll investigation at disadvantage.
Okay.
Because you are hallucinating currently. Yes, I do. Yeah?
Where's Marie?
She's with me.
Is she with you?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yes.
How do you know?
Because you said we were dancing.
Yeah, no, but Marie's with Rose.
Okay.
Marie's a bit more fucked up than you are.
Well, that checks out. She's a party animal.
So that was an 18.
Okay, cool.
I feel like I want to describe his eyes go from all pupil to just like they just shoot down into tiny little pinholes. He's like scanning.
Your night vision turns to shit. I imagine as you like scan around and look, you see a door open to another car and you just kind of see Velvet like awkwardly standing there with like water in her hand like,
I found her.
Good.
Like just trying to vibe with the situation, but probably a little uncomfortable.
We need to go to her.
I point in her direction.
I'm gonna walk in her direction.
Okay.
Bring both the two people I was with me.
Okay. Roll persuasion to wrangle Marie.
Oh, I'll just pull out snacks.
Never mind. Marie follows you immediately. She's like, let's Cheetos.
Yep.
Fuck yeah. And she follows you.
I really enjoy this dynamic of like, oh, she's so fucked up. No, I got the solution. Snacks.
So, Velvet, your friends appear out of the crowd.
Hi.
One of them looks kind of worried. The other one looks really fucked up.
Oh.
And the third one is her face is orange, covered in Cheeto dust.
Anyways, I'm going to whisper to Velvet, the dame is here.
I don't know what you're talking about. She's dead.
No. She's
not.
No,
it's...
Trust me. Mm-hmm. I know she's supposed to be dead. She's not, because she's here.
Have you been drinking the stuff?
Nope.
Are you drinking the juice?
Not drinking any juice. I'm not on the sauce.
Are you sure? What did you wear?
I probably lost her at this point, but I'm going to describe where I saw her enter
What does this individual look like?
Tall as fuck. And then describe the rest of the dame because I don't remember all the dame characteristics.
Is tall, black haired, severe looking woman.
Is this person like fucking like, is she like scary hot?
Yep.
Ooh, that might be
terrifying.
Hey, that's how my mom always described it to me. She's scary hot.
Probably the best descriptor of the dame.
Which, not that saying now makes me think, is this person so hot it's scary, or are they scary and hot?
Both.
Scary and hot.
Are they scary? Yeah. Are they hot?
No, this was like a whole thing.
Yeah, we did a whole thing.
That was the whole thing last campaign, was that she was scary hot.
Yeah. She's hot and really scary.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Velvet, do you know where Cass is?
You say that, and behind her, just hanging off the ceiling, upside down, doing a keg stand, is Jesus. Cass.
I'm gonna wait for her to be done.
Yeah,
and get down, and then be like, "Hey, I think we got something going on. I think there's a situation."
What's up?
I'm gonna whisper in her ear.
And you smell good.
The first thing I'm gonna say is, "Can you hear me?" Because I don't want to whisper a thing and have her go, "What, you said this?" Do you know what? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Cool. The dame.
Your ear's now kind of moist.
The dame's not dead, and the dame is here, apparently.
Who?
The dame.
She killed me once. She stole my soul.
She's somewhere on the train, on the subway. Rose saw her. I don't know.
Fuck.
Yeah. Should we leave? What do we do? Do we have some kind of like moral obligation, or like? Can we
what do you mean moral obligation? I was like, here to party.
Yeah,
and then you guys followed me.
Do we leave? What do we do?
I don't know. What do you want to do?
I don't know.
I don't really want to die again.
I've only heard stories. I don't know what the fuck.
At this point, how long have we been partying for? A
couple hours. I don't know.
No, I was just checking on the timeline.
It's probably been 2 hours.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
I figured it was longer. That's all.
I don't know. We can say it's 3 hours.
Cass, what would you like to do?
Not die.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we could probably kick in this party at a different location. I get it. Don't want to be a buzzkill, but
No.
7 to 8 feet, a terrifying human being is on this train.
Yeah, no, I get that. That I understand. And I'm fully aware. I understand. I don't judge.
And there's no redemption for that.
Nope. No, there isn't. 1 second, she like reaches into her bag and she pulls out like a little weird vial, uncorks it, slams it back and goes, 1 second, and there's... Okay, I'm ready. Let's do this.
She just pukes.
She just fucking boot and rally, dude.
What is that?
When you
or pulled the trigger. It depends on what kind of scene you're... It's when you throw up to drink more.
Yep.
No, she's throwing up to get sober.
I know that, but...
Boot and rally is such a good term that I didn't know of, but... Like, knew the like meaning of doing it, and now I'm going to use all the time.
Yeah, and then when you pull the trigger, it's when you put your fingers in your friend's mouth to make them throw up because they're too drunk or they want to drink more.
That's some commitment to that one.
Yeah. Yep.
No, she slammed a potion, and now she's very sober.
That's extremely useful.
Yeah, no, it's pretty useful sometimes.
Yeah.
Shall we get out of here?
Yes.
Next stop?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, that's probably not a bad idea.
I had to Google it because I was like, this saying makes no sense. I get it. You boot out the alcohol and then you rally together and drink more.
Yeah.
So good.
Oh, God.
Hey, Val, can you cast that spell that makes us all sneaky?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to force you to do
this. Pass that trace.
I will never remember that.
Sweet. You guys are now super sneaky.
Actually, wait. Velvet brushes her ears back, and then all of a sudden we're all very sneaky.
Okay.
Yes.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Velvet's got like the piercings up the ears, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Just had to check. They'll come up later.
That's terrifying, Dave.
Good, it should
be
terrifying.
What are you going to do?
Don't worry about it. It's fine. So you guys are just getting off at the next stop.
What the fuck? Okay, fine.
The dame's just gonna have a cartoon, like Bugs Bunny sized magnet.
That's what I'm imagining. Jesus.
I was thinking lightning rod. I don't know.
That would probably work too, yeah. Yep, we're sneaking off the train.
You're sneaking off the train. All right, the train comes to the next stop. Everyone, roll your stealth.
Oh boy.
Not nat one.
One stealth.
None of my dice are doing well.
It's plus 10, right?
Oh, hold on.
Yeah. 23.
Marie, weapon, and fucking Cass all got below a 20.
Even with pass without trace?
Yes.
Yeah, I got 22.
Okay. 55, 60, 90.
34. Sorry.
Cool.
33. Bad at math.
55, 60,
90. Still fucking, I don't know anymore.
They're pretty ridiculous, yeah.
I got 23.
Okay. You guys all get off at the next stop. You're sitting on an abandoned train platform, and you think Lower Atla... Because you're, like, in the middle of a field, kind of.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Lower Atla is... Atla is, like, a farming agrarian district. A lot of farms, a lot of fields, stuff like that.
I just want to point out, we have a ranger in the party.
See, I was going to make the joke of, I'm going to take my...
take a ranger.
And point it in the direction of Cass's shop.
Where's Cass's shop?
So, yeah, you guys are out in the middle of a fucking field. You think it might be corn.
That way.
You begin walking?
Can I make a perception check?
Yeah, go ahead and make a perception check.
I got an 11.
Ooh, yeah.
There's corn.
It's corn. There's some crickets. You hear some frigs.
I would like to make a perception check.
Predicament.
You see a scarecrow out in the middle of the field?
I got a 1.
Whew.
None of my dice are rolling well.
10.
Crickets, Audrey. Sebastian.
You got to stick with 1.
Crickets.
And if they're all rolling shit.
Well, you stick with 1 and then you're more likely to get a good roll out of it eventually. I don't know. That's how my brain works. You know, I realize saying it doesn't make sense. But
what are you guys up to? What are you doing?
I'm going to grab a piece of corn.
You grab a piece of corn.
Yep. And give it to Marie.
You hand a piece of corn to Marie. She's like, why are you giving this to me?
Corn, eat it. It should taste good.
Is it peeled?
No. It's not shucked at the slightest.
I think she can shuck it pretty well. she's a monk. Dude.
Fresh
she knows how to
pretty
use
good.
Hand.
Yeah, no, but
like
she's
depending on the season.
Yeah, yeah. She's just kind of giving it this look of like, the fuck do I do? Do I like just eat it?
Shuck it.
Oh, fuck shucking.
Peel it. It's like a banana.
Listen, I grew up on a farm, but we didn't grow corn.
But I'm assuming you've had corn in your life.
Not really.
Huh.
A lot of unnecessary carbs in corn. Not a lot of nutritional value.
But it's tasty.
Is it?
You just had Cheetos. You can't talk to me about nutritional value.
Listen, this is drunk Marie's decisions don't count for logical Marie's decisions.
I grab
like,
a piece of
like
corn.
Drunk Daniel.
I want to grab a piece of corn.
You grab a piece of corn.
I want to show Marie how to shuck and then eat a piece of corn.
She sits there watching, like,
and like, I want to be like, you could pretend you're a chipmunk and then like nibble it like a fucking chipmunk.
she just like, what?
Uh oh, how good does she shuck?
She shucks this corn pretty shittily. It takes her a solid 45 minutes to
shuck. A lot of the little fine hair things on it. Yeah.
It takes 45 minutes to shuck the single piece of corn for Marie.
I think after 5 minutes, I just do it for her.
Okay, you just shuck the corn for
her. Yeah, that's too much.
She's like, oh shit. Sweet. And she begins eating the corn.
Then I think we're still walking.
Yeah.
I did a dumb bit, and I didn't think it was going to continue. I didn't think I expected a whole corn bit right here.
Wait a minute. We're with Cass, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Cass, what would you like to do?
Go home?
I have seen you portal home.
That is a good point. Nope, no, I can't do that. You know, it's canonically, Cass can do this, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, no. She's like, all right. Gather together, everyone. Let's do this.
Hey!
Everyone huddle up. Dad huddle. Come on. Everyone ready to go? Are you like, oh, she's like, you're all huddled up there. She's like, you know, arms around you guys. Like, ready to go?
Yep.
I grab a piece of corn.
You got a piece of corn. All right, let's do this. And you feel like the magical buzz. Like, you're about to be teleported.
The tingles.
And then nothing happens.
I thought something like this might happen.
Yeah.
Cass.
She's like,
how's it going?
It happens on occasion, okay? You know, I got this. I got this.
Having a little performance anxiety.
I'm having some performance issues here. Okay. Okay. I got this. And she like
tenses up.
Fuck.
Do you have a magical blue pill or something?
Boner jokes. Hey guys, I can't teleport right now.
Yeah, we should keep going.
Yeah, we should probably start walking.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Worst comes to worst, save yourself. You're more important than us. Like you, Cass. The best.
Wait, what do you think's gonna happen?
Who fucking knows?
Okay. So you guys begin walking down
towards Cass's shop.
You begin walking towards Alla. Okay. You find pretty quickly, like, just a walking path through the center of the field. You begin walking down it. It's a solid 2 hour walk. Where you leave, you know, you leave the cornfield and begin walking down small dirt paths, passing by farmhouses and small closed general stores.
Good, no children of the corn shit.
Everyone roll perception.
Okay.
Just kidding. Ha ha, jokey.
19.
8.
16.
All right. Two of you notice
that...
After, 2 hours later, as you're walking down this small dirt path in the middle of a large apple orchard, you're in an apple orchard, all the sounds of crickets and birds just disappear. The wind rustling through the leaves, gone. And it just gets really nice and eerily quiet. Just, you know, that like nice predator around quiet.
Do I smell any smoke?
No.
Okay.
Yes. Caleb, you don't notice this.
Nope.
You're wrangling Marie.
Probably.
Yeah, she's getting hungover.
I talk to the corn.
The corn that you're holding?
No, we're in a field of corn, right?
No, you're in an apple orchard.
Oh, we're in an apple orchard now?
Yeah.
I want to talk to the trees and ask them.
Are you casting speak with plants?
Yeah.
The spell does not work. You feel like there is the magic wants to cast.
So Xylus is just trying to talk to
it
a tree.
It wants to happen.
And it's like, tree. Tree! Come on, talk to me, man!
Snake!
Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that.
Yeah.
I cast Firebolt into the sky.
Nothing comes out. Like a small little like, of sparks come out of your fingers, but nothing else.
Xylus starts kind of hyperventilating, but trying to hide it.
Yeah.
Because he's...
You guys all witness Xylus, like, try to do these things.
I'm going to attempt to use my cloak, good old Barty.
Nope.
Didn't think so.
Hey, Audrey, you don't know where you're going anymore. Your natural sense of direction.
Yeah, I figured that.
Your natural sense of direction is fucked. You just kind of like, yeah, you don't know where north is anymore.
Yeah.
You just kind of like lost it. Like, there's still a path you can walk down. You obviously, like, you have a direction that you've been following. You just don't know where Atla is anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
You guys gonna keep going?
What else would we do?
I want to make a perception check to try and find if there's anything out there.
Yeah, go ahead.
And hopefully I roll good with these dice again.
I would like to blow the whistle.
You blow the whistle for someone to come?
I blow the whistle.
The Pistol Pete whistle?
You feel that something's
just wrong.
It's got a 13, so I don't see
you
dick.
You don't see dick.
I wasn't sure if that was magic or not.
It is magic. It's very magical.
I try and cast guidance.
Yeah, no, okay. No, nothing happens. Like, checking. There's no, you, even Cass, like, pulls out, like, all, like, she starts, like, pull magical items out of her bag. Nothing works right now.
Okay.
I guess we'll keep going.
17 okay. Perception.
As you guys are walking along, I'm guessing, Xylus, you begin looking around, and while it's eerily quiet, the only noise that is happening is the crunching of your guys' feet on gravel. There's a weird sort of, like, cold presence or something, like, closing in. Like, it is getting darker around you guys. Like, you can't see as far anymore, and you can't quite, like, it's kind of just like the night is closing in. The moon is getting darker. The stars are starting to disappear around you guys.
Cass, do you know where we're going?
She looks at you with this kind of like this hazy look. What?
No. Okay.
What?
Are you okay?
Huh?
What's going on?
I don't know. What? Huh?
What's your name?
Who? What?
Just gonna hold Cass's hand.
Cass's hand. She is clammy and sweaty.
Just gonna make sure she doesn't get lost.
Audrey, you feel a very large, heavy hand, like, kind of like grab onto your shoulder, and a lot of weight, like push down onto you.
Okay.
You're gonna turn around?
Yeah.
You look over at Weapon, and he is standing there, dazed and confused.
I'm gonna hold his hand.
I don't feel good.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Mr. Star, I don't feel so good.
Their hands.
Where are we?
I don't know.
Okay. Just
keep walking? You're just going to keep walking?
Can I roll perception?
Yeah, go ahead, roll perception.
Yeah, it's not great. That's a 6.
Whew. Nighttime.
It's dark.
What's the walking order of everyone? Like, who's in front and who's in back? Are you just, like, walking in a line? Or
I don't know. I don't want to pick one.
You got to pick one.
We're all walking side by side.
Okay, like, you know, 4 breasts, whatever it is. Okay.
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
Xylus, you notice the darkness, right?
Yeah.
It's getting darker. Like, it is getting darker and darker around you.
Okay.
And eventually all of you guys notice that, like, it is getting visibly darker. It is getting noticeably colder. And then Velvet, 2 hands gently rest on your shoulders. Just gently, just kind of like from behind you, just come up and just grab onto your shoulders.
Okay.
Yeah. Then you just stop walking. Involuntarily, voluntarily, whatever. You're just frozen in place.
Cool.
Yep.
Do we notice this?
Do you guys, like, stop and turn around?
Yeah.
She stops, yeah.
Can I turn around or no?
You want to turn around?
Am I allowed to?
Yeah?
Yeah.
You turn around really fast, and there's just, like, a wall of blackness behind you.
Sweet.
Yeah. Xylus.
I turn around?
Do you turn around?
I want to look at whatever.
There's just like a wall of black behind you, guys. Okay, like, there's no, you can no longer see the path behind you, none of the trees, nothing. Just a wall of black.
When you say wall, if I stick my hand out, does it go through?
Your
the
hand
wall?
Disappears.
And I pull it
it's
back.
It's like a black fog.
And I pull it back.
It's still there.
Okay.
It's like you're surrounded by a pitch black fog. Yeah. And then Xylus, a set of hands gently rests on your shoulders. Oh, and yeah. Then the best way I can describe it is like when if someone has like comes up behind you and like jams their nose and face into your hair and you just hear.
Okay. I fucking reel around.
You go to reel around, but this person has you clamped in place and you just hear like.
Help.
I do love the smell of fear.
Help.
And you all hear this, just a very quiet
yeah,
whisper.
Yeah, do I see anything behind him?
You turn around and you see 2 hands on his shoulders and you see like the outline of someone's head like jammed into the top of his head. Like
I'm
they're sniffing
pull
his hair.
Out Firefly and shoot.
You pull out the gun to shoot and you pull the trigger and there's a click and nothing happens. And then the 2 hands disappear and you watch as both Cass and Weapon just poof onto the ground.
Pull out a sword.
You whip out your sword and stand there crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy eye. Like,
yeah.
Rose, you feel as Amari collapses onto your, like, collapses into you.
Fine. I'm going to piggyback that, I guess. Not you, great. Fire carry, whatever's going to be most effective.
You grab Marie as you guys are standing here in the darkness, confused. Hey, Velvet, you feel as a finger goes from the base of your ear and just runs up the piercings.
Ah.
Super fun.
Yeah, super great. And you hear,
That's...
I love it.
It's like a bunch of rats trapped in a barrel with nowhere to go.
Can I light a fire?
Yeah, go ahead, try. Yeah, try.
I have a tinderbox.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do I need to roll anything for this? Or just...
No, you can just... You pull out the tinderbox, yeah. You go to strike it, and nothing happens.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I'd be remiss if I didn't
attempt
it.
It's a solid try.
Well, I'm going to start swinging.
Yeah, I stab the darkness.
You start stabbing through it into the darkness. Rose begins violently swinging. Velvet?
Velvet's going to go, hey, Frederick? Can I call you Frederick?
You can call me whatever you want, sweetie.
Okay. Yeah. Nice to meet you.
It's been good. It's nice to meet you, too.
My name's Velvet.
I know.
I figured. What?
Just an introduction, you know?
Yeah.
I've heard about you guys. I've heard through the grapevine about you guys. I've wanted to meet you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
It was a nice coincidence that you were on the same party train.
Yeah, that was a fun party train.
It was.
Is there something that you, are looking for or you want?
No, just a nice little introduction. You know,
sweet.
Just come to say hi.
Cool. It's nice
to get a good look at you guys.
I'm going to put out my hand. Maybe something will shake my hand.
You see a... large, well-manicured hand come out of nowhere.
Ow, why do you always, every time...
That was on purpose.
I know that was on purpose.
That was on purpose.
I figured...
They shook hands?
Yes. The hand just appears from the darkness.
I have little hands, and yes. Daniel has big hands, and whenever there's, a Frederick moment or whatever, he just, squishes my tiny hand. Mm-hmm. Anyways.
So,
okay.
Just saying hi, mostly. Seeing who the new big guys were in town.
Is that us?
I wouldn't say it's us.
I didn't.
I mean, with the amount of problem you've been causing, I think it is. Now, don't be modest, Rose. Come on. I know you use that as a defense mechanism.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
Problems?
Problems. Definitely haven't caused any problems.
Not intentionally, at least.
Uh-huh. Listen, it's good seeing you guys. I'm going to borrow one of your friends now. Which one can I borrow?
Me.
You? No. Not,
that's not how that works. What?
I'm giving you a choice.
Yeah, and the choice is me.
No. It has to be one of your guys' friends.
So you're saying between Weapon, Marie, and Cass?
Yes.
Fuck. I knew you were going to make that true.
Just saying, Cass would fare the best.
Would she?
Just saying.
Would she?
She would, but she would also probably be the
Without
most help.
Her things?
Probably.
Without magic and stuff.
You see the hands come out and... Marie gets gently lifted off the ground. She goes, but this one's so pretty. She's such a strong spirit. She's like, fuck it. You know what? No, I'm done. And some of the fog clears. And standing there in all of her entirety, wearing her classic, long dress.
Like, sleek dress.
Long, sleek pencil dress. Is Frederick in all of her terrifying height. I think, 7'8", 7'9"?
Something like that, yeah.
You are absolutely gorgeous. Oh, my God, Frederick. I've heard.
Honey, I know.
But she's absolutely... broke the fucking roof for my expectations. I'm just saying, I've never seen.
Okay.
I'm amazed. That's all.
Yeah.
Daniel, I'm going to pull out the brass knuckles and I'm going to try to punch the dame.
Roll the hit.
Yeah, not great, but I'm kind of, I would say Rose is probably mad, especially since Marie's in danger.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't going to go well. I know this isn't going to go well. I got a fucking nat one. Of course I fucking rolled a nat.
Roll damage. Which brass knuckle are you using?
Probably the life one.
The life one?
Yeah, the ones, it's radiant.
Radiant damage?
That's what I'm just going to...
How much damage did I say it does?
It's D8, and I think that doesn't brass knuckle or do a D6.
So yeah.
D8 and D6. Can't buy a D8. Fucking 6 damage.
You punch Marie square in the face and do 6 damage. And
fuck.
And Frank goes, oh, okay. That's a choice to make, I guess. Are you saying I can take this one?
Nope.
I think you're saying I can take this
one. I'm going to try to punch her with the other one. And hopefully I don't roll a fucking nat one. Nope, I rolled a 3. Fuck
you
me.
You rolled a 3. You make a swing at Frederick and she quickly dodges out of the way and goes, you guys need to make a choice here. I don't got all night.
This is why I...
Take Cass? This
sure.
one? Yeah. Book smarts, take Cass?
I say take nobody.
Well, you don't have a choice on that.
I know.
I know you always have that don't do it, but you got to choose here.
I think my choice was myself, so there's my answer.
No, I want a real answer.
That is my real answer.
That's not a real answer.
That's what you're gonna get.
God, I hate you so much sometimes.
Well, you know.
Long ears. Take Cass.
Velvet just has a really blank look in her eyes. Like, there's not a thought behind those eyes, but a smile on her face. And she's just kind of staring because she's kind of just frozen.
I need a group consensus, guys. I can't just have one person say it. For I know he hates... He hates Cass. I gotta have a supermajority vote here. Because if you don't give me anything, I'm just gonna steal someone I want. It was still Marie in her hands because I really like this one. And Marie's just sort of...
That's just a funny image.
For the listeners, Daniel just did kind of like a, the dame is holding Marie like a rag doll, swinging her around.
Yeah, because like Dame point, she points that weapon like, I got plenty of those.
What do you mean by those?
I got plenty of whatever he is.
Homunculus?
Sure.
Okay.
That's nothing new. So, book smarts. Which one of the three?
Which three was it?
Which one of your three friends here?
I'm probably have to say weapon then.
Oh, okay. Long ears?
I don't know.
No, this is it's a moral dilemma, isn't it? Because I need an answer.
Actually, fuck it, Cass.
Long ears?
I guess.
Cass? Come on.
It's the thing that happens when you make you're the last to make the decision, you end up making the final decision.
Sure.
All right. She throws Marie on the ground, reaches over, scoops up Cass under her arm, and goes, well, it's been good seeing you guys. I had a great time. Like, huge. Awesome time. I'll tell your mom I say hi, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Toodles. And she just kind of like disappears with Cass in her arms into black smoke. And then all of a sudden, all the noises come back. All the crickets, all the chirping, all everything just boom, comes back. And you watch his weapon slowly. What? Huh? What's going on?
I'm gonna rush over to Marie.
Marie is breathing and awake.
How are you doing? What happened?
Ow!
Sorry.
What the fuck happened?
Evil dame.
My face hurts.
Yep. This is why. That's why I leave the punching things to you.
Ow!
Because I.
Were you awake for the part where she punched you?
She punched me?
Unintentionally.
Somebody did.
It wasn't on purpose.
Ow!
Hey,
my face hurts.
Speaking of which.
Ow!
I take the brass knuckles off and like, I'm trying to wait for a better moment to give you these, but you know, not a great moment.
No,
this was a gift for you.
Thank you.
the punch.
Hey, one more time. Ow!
Once again, would you rather me done nothing? I tried.
I'd rather not get punched in the face while I'm unconscious. That's a solid.
I mean,
what the fuck? Where was I unconscious, guys?
The dame.
What?
Evil lady.
Oh.
Also, I just wanted to say I didn't want it to be Cass, but also I knew that if I didn't say Cass, then it would just go on longer and then there would be no decision.
That's why I switched from weapon to Cass. They're really cool brass knuckles.
They are cool, thank you. She hugs you and goes, ow!
I don't have anything to help you. I have no healing. You're talking to the wrong person.
I try Firebolt into the sky again.
It works perfectly.
Holy
everything,
shit.
Everything works perfectly now. Oh, there's a small letter on the ground, too. Small little folded piece of paper and, like, a little paper crayon.
I want to open it.
You open it, and it's just a small, well-written note that says, thank you for letting me borrow your friends. I'll return her soon.
Oh.
Smiley face. XOXO. Fred.
That was a fucking mistake, dude. Because what if...
I thought about it later. Cass is kind
of
useful.
Cass is also, like, the most powerful one of the group, and what if Cass comes back as, like, Frederick's thing?
Yeah.
And Cass is, like, the most powerful person we know, almost.
Yeah.
Yep. That's why I was going with weapon.
Weapon's probably, yeah, least.
And it's also, like, not least, but, like, what, I think it's probably at least partially, it's, the thing with homunculus is you can change, like, they could probably easily be manipulated, but then again, on the flip side, you can manipulate them back, right? You can switch that command back easier than with the person, I think.
Yeah.
Especially with Cass being able to do a bunch of fucking magic.
I regret saying Cass. My thought process was she'd fare the best, but, like, it probably doesn't matter at this point.
This is not Cass's first interaction with the dame.
Yeah, I know. And I realized, though, her last one, she died.
She's died. She died. So... her soul was used.
Then again, there's also logic that Cass was like, I've died before. It's not a big deal. I'll come back again type of thing.
There was that. She was pretty chill.
But she also said she didn't want to die.
Do you guys want to go back to Isla?
Yes.
I want to go to the Abbey.
You want to go back to the Abbey?
I want to talk to Persephone.
That's probably a good vibe.
Xylus?
Sure. Yeah, we don't really have anything to do in Atla now.
Yeah, you do.
What do we have?
Still got to go to the club and just kidnap that dude.
Another dude?
Yeah.
I'm so confused what this mission is. We just did that.
Yeah, there's another one.
There's another guy.
The exact same thing.
Yes, maybe I planned it that way.
That's how you take down crime syndicates.
That's just what's confusing me, because I'm like, we did this already.
Yeah, you did.
That's how you take down crime syndicates. You just slowly take down lieutenants.
Caleb knows what's going on.
Yeah, untouchables moment, bud. Get him on tax fraud or tax evasion. Brilliant fucking move.
I gotta watch that movie.
Have you not? It's Untouchables? You don't watch that movie?
No.
Beautiful. Beautiful movie.
Do you guys go to the Abbey?
I want to.
Okay. Yes. Sure.
So you spend a solid four more hours walking back into Atla. Do you guys want to try to catch a train or...
I thought it was like a 30-minute walk to the Abbey. No?
Well, to get back into Atla. upper middle Atla, because you're in lower Atla right now.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys want to hop on the one of the like local train?
Sure. All right. As long as it's not that weird abandoned subway.
The party train?
Yeah.
No, it's not the party train.
Okay.
You hop on the train, get back into Atla. Then after a 30-minute walk, you find yourselves at the gates of the lesser Atlan woods. You guys walking into the woods to go to the Abbey? Mm-hmm. Sweet. You walk into the woods. You begin your nice little jaunt through the woods, and you find yourself at the Abbey in front of its towering wooden gates.
Yeah. I knock on the gate.
You gong, 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 knock on the gate. It's a couple-minute wait, and then you see someone's head appear over the ramparts. It's a small, tired-eyed-looking mouse person. Hello.
Is it the middle of the night?
Yeah. No, it's like 4 in the morning.
Hey, I need to talk to my mom.
You see them, like, reach into their pocket, pull out some glasses, and go... Oh,
it's Velvet.
It.
Yeah. Hi.
It's just a person. It's Mark.
It's just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. One sec. You can just come in. The gate's unlocked.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Thank you walk you. Into the large Sorry. Front. No, you're good. You're good. Yeah. It's fine. You walk into the large front yard of the Abbey. It's quiet. There's crickets chirping. Small fish jumping in the pond. You're just going to walk straight in?
Yeah. I would imagine I know where Persephone's
quarters
are, right?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, cool.
You walk into the front door. There's some people down. You can hear people in the kitchen preparing breakfast. You walk up the large spiral stairs that go up to the dormitories and the sick bay, and you find yourself in somewhat of at the very top of one of the Abbey's spires in front of a small, unassuming oak door that you know to be Persephone's room.
I'm going to knock.
You knock on the door and you hear, what?
It's Velvet.
Oh, God. Okay, well, hold on. And you're... Oh, why is that there? And thunk, 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 thunk. And the door opens and Velvet's standing there in whatever she wears. What?
I'm sorry. I know it's early, but I have some bad news. We saw the dame, and she stole Cass. Yeah.
She looks at her watch and goes, yeah, it's the perfect time. Come on in.
She's like, yep, it's about dame o'clock. Dame time. Yeah, that checks out.
It's douchebag o'clock. Perfect timing. She's like, come on in. Tea? Something harder to drink? Whiskey?
Tea's fine.
Tea?
Sure.
You want whiskey?
Sure.
AMF?
AMF.
You want some AMF?
AMF.
You want AMF?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Something to drink?
Yeah.
What do you want to drink?
A Paloma.
Paloma it is. All right, cool.
Thanks.
One T, one Paloma, one AMF, and...
I can make them if you want.
No, I got it, I got it. And she begins making drinks. Her room is, I imagine, pretty small, but filled to the brim with plants and foliage. And the corner curled up in front of the fireplace is her large snow leopard.
I forgot about Styx.
As you walk in, Styx looks up at you. Wow.
I'm going to go lay on Styx and cuddle with Styx.
You go lay on Styx and Styx looks at you. Styx is Canadian?
Canadian, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, how's it going?
I saw the dame.
Oh, no. Yeah, he's still good. That's Australian.
Oh, hey there. How's it going? Oh, so you saw the dame.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
It happens. Yeah. Wait, isn't she dead?
Apparently not.
Oh, this seems to be a recurring problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I know they're communicating back and forth, but in my brain I saw that's kind of funny. It was Styx was communicating to Terry. Terry was then passing it along. So it's like four people just like a tray. Gonna go meow meow meow. Just nonsense. Just sitting there, just like what the fuck.
So Persephone comes back out a couple minutes later, hands you guys your respective drinks, and she plops down in a large armchair and goes, all right, what the fuck happened?
Okay, we went on a potty train and with Cass.
Okay.
With Cass. Cass got this invitation for a potty train, right? It was written on a leaf.
So then Sounds
we go
about
to this,
right.
We go through this weird magical subway, and we find a subway train, and we get on there, and it's like, and there's like stuff going on, and there's drinks, and there's drugs, and I was like, that's a lot. I'm not going to do that. And so anyways, and then apparently Rose saw the dame get on the train, and Rose knows about the dame because reasons I don't know. And then Rose came and got us and told us, and then we got off at the next stop, and then we were in some cornfields, and then we taught Marie how to shuck some corn, and then we kept walking.
When you say shuck corn, do you mean actually shuck corn, or did Marie do something nasty to Rose?
Actually shuck the corn. Okay, actually, okay, she okay, had okay. never eaten corn before. She doesn't know about corn. Anyways, we keep walking. Okay. We keep walking. It gets darker, and it gets darker, and our magic's not working. And then all of a sudden, there were some hands on my shoulders, and Cass and Marie and Weapon didn't know what the fuck's going on. They're all confused. And then all of a sudden, the dame's there, and I told her she looked pretty, and she didn't care. And then anyways, and then she fucking was like, which one of our friends do you want us to steal? And we didn't know, and it was confusing. And eventually, it was like, okay, well, Cass, I guess. And so she took Cass. And then we hear, and she said to say hi to you.
Oh. Okay. Oh, God.
This is another moment that we just need a video camera just so to capture Daniel's mannerisms, because that was so amazing. Just going,
okay. Oh, that's great. Okay. That's fun.
Is she going to give us the Cass back? She said she borrowed Cass.
Yeah.
What's she going to do?
I don't know.
Okay.
She borrowed Paws one time. Paws came back without a tail.
Yeah.
It's okay. We found it and put it back on.
Oh, okay.
I kind of just imagine you look and it's like duct taped on.
Your.
It was just kind of like plugging a light. It was just plugging a USB port kind of back in. Just stuck it on there and it stuck.
Got one of those tail butt plugs. Got it.
Oh, God. What do you think
Paws
tail. Paws never had a real tail.
Oh, no. No. She.
Paws was Sebastian's character in the last campaign, just for the listener.
Persephone's was Audrey's last character in the campaign. Okay, well, that's fun. Listen, dealing with the dame's a fun one.
Any advice?
She really likes hurting people for seemingly no reason.
Okay.
Yes.
Did you guys kill her?
Yes.
How'd you do that?
A very long, violent fight.
That checks out, actually.
Yeah. She was dead. We slit her throat, chopped her into pieces, scattered her across the realm kind of thing.
Any advice on making her perma-dead?
You know what? There's been a lot of times where she's supposedly been dead, but doesn't die. So, I don't know.
Is there anybody that would know? Anybody else besides?
Cass?
Hmm.
You might be able to talk to Hubble. You know Hubble, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could talk to Hubble, maybe. Might be able to find, like, Supermeister. He might know.
Close.
Oh.
Let's see. Cass. There's a lot of speculation now if she can die at all.
Do you know how the dame got to where she is now, like as a weird, fucked up guy? What is she a necromancer? I'm confused on what
no,
she is.
No, the dame is the, she was left over from the creation of the universe.
Oh.
She's the embodiment of, like, you know, like evil hatred.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah.
That's real bad.
She's the pure embodiment of, like, evil, hatred, lust, kind of stuff like that.
So who's the pure embodiment of the opposite of that?
That person doesn't really exist.
Fuck. As far as we know?
As far as we know, that doesn't exist. That would, you know, during the creation of the world, the gods created kind of like weapon here, homunculuses of the emotions and stuff, and then used those. And once they were done with it, they destroyed all of them. But the dame, Frederick, got away before she could be destroyed, and now is in the real world.
Got it. So is there like a god we can contact about that?
There's a lot of gods in the world. How you contact them, I'm not positive.
There's no contact page on their site, no support form.
I mean, you might be able to hit up their Squarespace website.
Just a suggestion box of like, remove the dame, like control, alt, delete.
I mean, maybe you could sign a petition, get enough signatures, show it to a god.
We need to find a god first.
We need to find a god first.
Can't do 1-800 Dial-A-God?
What?
1-800-Dial-A-God?
You might be able to do 1-800-Dial-A-God.
Yeah, that would work. That's a number, yeah. It is.
Okay.
I think. 1-800-Dial-God.
I feel like that's too many letters, though. That's
okay, 1-800.
It's not.
8 letters. Dial-A-God?
No, Dial-God.
Oh, I think
dial
Caleb said Dial-A-God.
Yeah, Caleb said Dial-A-God.
Oh. Well, 1-800-Dial-God is a thing.
That's going to be, I guarantee
you. You should put that on speakerphone.
It's going to be to some Christian organization.
It looks like
you. I just want to know.
Welcome to the bloopers.
This call may be recorded for quality assurance. We have a special promotion today for select callers. If you are over 50, please press 1 now. If not, press 2.
Press 2, Sebastian.
Hey, I'm 65.
Thank you for calling.
Oh, God.
No! Well, hold on. I want to know.
I just collected my age information of 50 or below 50.
I really just want to know what happens if we were both 50 now. God damn it.
If you're listening to this, welcome to fucking bloopers. Holy crap, that was dumb.
Okay. Right.
Anyway.
Persephone sits there pensively for a second and goes, well, you could probably maybe find someone like in the old world who might know something. They're a lot more attuned with the spiritual side and, you know, God side of things over there.
Got it.
Oh, we were supposed to go there. Yeah.
Yeah, it's on the list.
Would Soup know things?
I mean, Soup would probably know things, considered he was one of the first people to supposedly defeat Frederick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Would he know how to go? Where is it that we need to go again?
The old world.
Old world.
Europe.
Okay. This world's equivalent to Europe.
Yeah.
Which we can just go to.
But we need to go to Soup anyways, don't we?
Why?
For the tablets.
Oh.
Yeah, he can translate one of the tablets. Yeah.
So we should probably go to Soup.
Yep.
We don't know about Soup.
Yeah, but I know about Soup. You're right.
I'm thinking some chowder might be good right now. Actually, you know what? Some cheddar broccoli.
Okay, well, I think I'm going to talk to Soup.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I think Bob's up.
Should we wait?
Okay.
Out of character for a second.
Yep.
How deep is that? That's pretty deep, right?
Deep.
It's really deep.
Super duper deep.
So we wouldn't be able to breathe if we went down there.
Yeah.
We would need to find a way to breathe underwater.
Your character made it last time.
Yeah, because he's a warforged that doesn't need to breathe.
Didn't need to breathe.
No, he got to the point where he was losing.
No. I lost consciousness because the octopus choked me out.
Yeah.
Which means he stopped you from breathing.
Bob's magical, Audrey, okay?
We had the discussion last time where Daniel's like, do you want me to kill your character or do you want me to make your character unconscious? And I was like, okay, I'll go unconscious. Technically, I think it was more of going like, the oil, quotation marks, stop going through. Yeah. I remember distinctly because Daniel's, I was like, I made that same argument. Daniel's like, I can kill your character right now. I'm like, okay.
Bob can just squeeze you to death.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm fine. We're good. We're going unconscious. Yeah, Warforged don't need to breathe.
Yeah.
Mr. Robot, though.
Domo arigato.
Actually, in character, I don't know this, so I wouldn't even ask the question. I don't know where Soup is.
For somebody goes, you know, Cass might... Oh.
God damn.
Yeah.
That's a hard one.
Yeah, I think I want to go talk to Soup. Do you know, like, what we can do to, like, die?
Bob might be able to help you.
That's what I figured. But yeah. Like,
you can just go talk to Bob.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. Do you want one for the road?
Yeah.
All right. She makes another poem for the road.
Thank you so much.
Sebastian, you want some more? Does Xylus want more AMF for the road?
I'm all right.
More tea?
I'm good.
Okay.
Don't need to be jittery.
So you get another poem for the road.
Yeah. I give her a hug.
You give her a hug.
Tell her thank you.
She says you're welcome. Gives you a gentle kiss on the top of the head.
Yes.
Tells you to fuck off. She wants to go back to bed.
Yeah.
You guys going to go down and...
Go to the pond.
You go to the pond.
There's a spell. Water breathing.
Oh, shit.
This spell grants up to 10 creatures you can see within range the ability to breathe underwater.
Do you have it?
I can if I long rested or if Daniel just lets me have it.
You can just take it. Okay. You're not in a situation where like, oh, God, spells. No, you're good.
Yeah. It lasts 24 hours.
That was essentially what I was asking on a character. I didn't want to tell anyone how to play a character, but I was like, maybe he'll look it up.
Yep.
Maybe we have it.
So you cast water breathing on all your friends. You guys just going to jump into the pond?
No. I'm going to go to the edge of the pond and I'm going to get on like my hands and knees and I'm going to look into the water and I'm going to go, Bob!
Some bubbles start coming up and then you watch as like the big red bulbous head like comes out of the water and a tentacle comes up and you hear, what's up?
Hey, dude.
How's it going?
We need to talk to Soup. It's an emergency.
All right.
Yeah. Can you take
us? You coming down?
Can you take us down there or something? I don't know.
All right. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Y'all down? Y'all down, go down?
Sure. Where are we going?
This makes sense. I'm just going to put out a hand.
Rose.
Bob.
Nice to meet you,
grabs
Bob.
Grabs your hand, shakes it, yep. And then wraps its arm, wraps you up in tentacle.
Perfect.
Wraps you up in tentacle, Like, you guys can't breathe underwater, can you?
Hold on. And then I wave my hand around a little bit. And then,
you all grow gills.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, cool. And all of a sudden...
And Weapon and Marie and Terry.
Up to 10. Yeah, okay. I can do it.
Weapon doesn't need to breathe.
I was going to say, that checks out.
You all grow gills and he goes, all right, cool, let's do this. And you'd all just go, plunge into the water. And it's a solid 5 minutes of just going deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper.
Clear my nose.
Yep. No, yep. I mean, probably should actually be dead if you do this in real life. No?
Okay. No, you can go down as deep as fast as possible as long as you're able to clear your ears.
How deep can someone go, though?
And then, yeah.
It depends on how deep this is. Plus, it's also magical. We're under magic right now.
If you're breathing.
Yeah. It's different than.
Underwater. You'll have totally different rules. I think you still need to clear your ears.
You still need to clear your ears, probably. But.
Well, what if your lungs are filling with water? It's a very complicated question.
But you're breathing gills right now. So technically, I don't think you need to clear your ears.
Yeah.
He gave us gills. So this is magic. So I don't think the rules necessarily apply.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our diving knowledge does not work here.
I don't think you guys have to worry about this too much.
Okay.
You probably won't be going to 1,000 feet, but you guys go down, 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 until you hit the pitch black, dark bottom. The only thing you see down here is the light given off by some torches that are on the wall of this pond and a small door.
How are they like flames underwater?
Magic.
Yeah, it kind of looks like there's flames underwater.
Okay.
Yeah. And Bob just like, Bob, you hear Bob go, and then he one by one. Drops you off in front of this door, and as you like get close to the door, you pass into a bubble of air.
Yeah,
sweet.
And you're all standing here, soaking wet in front of this iron door.
I give Bob a thumbs up, and wave.
He gives you his best equivalent to a thumbs up.
I give him a really enthusiastic wave goodbye and knock on the door.
He waves back, and you knock on the door. A couple minutes goes by, and in classic fashion, a small little window shunk opens up on the door, and you see a single beady eye looking down on you. What do you want?
We need to talk to Soup.
Who needs to talk to Soup?
We all need to talk to Soup, but I need to talk to Soup.
Oh yeah, who the fuck are you?
Velvet, Persephone's daughter.
I don't see a resemblance.
Yeah, I'm adopted. Mother Freya adopted, and she found me, she saved me, and Persephone adopted me.
One sec. Bob! And Bob comes back. They cool? And you hear... All right, cool.
I believe the password was like clam chowder or something.
Yeah, but do you guys know this?
Fuck, I don't know. I might.
How do you remember that?
I don't know. I just do.
I don't even remember that, but I believe that's correct.
That's probably right, yeah.
And I whisper, clam chowder.
And the guy goes, I understand, you're on the up and up. Door, the little slot closes, the door opens, and standing in front of you is a one-eyed minotaur man.
Sweet.
Come on in, I'll show you the way.
Thank you.
And you begin walking your way through a large circular pipe deep, deep, deep underground. By the time you get to the end of this, you guys are mostly dried off. There's a small door in front of you. Small iron door sitting in front of you. And he goes, why don't you go on in? Like the use, don't cause any problems. Don't tell anyone what you saw. And I swear to God, if you say fucking anything to anyone, we'll kill you.
About what?
Good.
Yeah.
Have fun. And he pats you guys on the back and he continues. And he walks back down the tunnel towards the door that leads to the pond.
Sweet.
You open this door?
Open door.
You open up the door and you go from like the you know small metal pipe you are in to this massive, super vibrant, super well-lit cave that has this huge open-air market in it. It smells phenomenal. It is super bright, super colorful. There's people everywhere. It's a huge underground open-air market in a cave underneath the city of Atla, and that's where we're going to end it.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Attention Deficit and Hyperactive Dragons ADHD. My name's Sebastian, and I played Xyla's Ramsbottom.
My name's Caleb, and I played Dr. Rosalind Rose Thompson.
My name is Audrey, and I played Velvet, and her face hurts.
I'm Daniel, and I play the Dungeon Master.
All relevant links in the description. Leave a review if you feel like reviewing it.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye-bye.
I love you. Bye.
Mr. Witch and Mr. Light have an agreement with a group of hags who call themselves the Hourglass Coven. You see, they can come and go into the Witchlight Carnival as they please to steal from naughty patrons. But what happens when those patrons come back years later looking for those lost things? Find out as Wizards and Wine takes on The Wild Beyond the Witchlight. Two tables playing through the same adventure. One table more thoughtful, kind, and bold in their actions. The other table, more decisive, more adventurous, a little more prone to taking risks. The actions of each table influences the gameplay of the other. Find out how it all shakes out with Wizards and Wine, the wild beyond the witchlight. You can catch the podcast on your favorite podcasting platform, and you can catch the live stream on Mondays. Find us on YouTube and Facebook. We hope to see you at the carnival very soon.